Waze has been testing its carpool service in the Bay Area and Tel Aviv for a while now. The company is ready to expand beyond those markets, according to the Wall Street Journal. Sometime in the next few months, actually, Waze Rider is expected to launch in several cities throughout the U.S., though Wall Street Journal did not name any of those cities, so coming soon. Waze Rider offers competitive rates when you compare it to services like Uber, primarily because the cost to riders is essentially a reimbursement for the mileage, at least initially. They're not really taking any fees for the hooking up the ride at the top, but eventually they plan to open that up and take, I think, like a 15% on top of that fee for Waze.
So take the fee from the driver or the rider?
No. Add an additional 15% fee to the cost, and that would go to Waze.
Right. So what they're saying is if you want to drive for Uber Pool, you will always get what you would get if you were using your car to drive.
For Uber Pool or for...
Not Uber Pool, for Waze.
Yes.
Waze, sorry. Yes.
Okay, Uber Pool sorry. Is the one. I was like, I don't know. It's a competitor. How are the competitors doing? Yes. So if you are riding... I mean, they're very different services. They're totally different right. services in the sense that, well, Uber has its pool service. How wide is that?
Well, I don't know very much about Uber. I think it's different. It's Uber Pool is sort of like, what's that airport shuttle, that like super shuttle that mm-hmm. you could take if you wanted to sit around and wait for everybody okay. else to be dropped off. Like mm-hmm. that is what Uber Pool is.
Oh, it's always so miserable.
Yeah. And from what I understand about Waze, it's one person.
Right.
All you take is one person.
It's like, I'm going to work in Mountain View. I'm already going there. Somebody in advance, and that's another, kind of differentiator from Uber's regular service anyways, is in advance, I go there and I say, I've got room for one in my car. This person, hey, they happen to be going there. I'm getting reimbursed through the service for the amount of gas. And that is figured out at around 54 cents per mile. That goes direct to the driver.
Mm-hmm.
But then once it opens up, eventually Waze would tack on an additional 15% fee. But who knows when that'll happen.
So I guess my point was that if you drive for Waze, you only get what you would drive. What
yeah.
you get if you were driving with, with your car to work, like to, if your job, you needed to commute for your job to certain places.
You're just getting reimbursed.
Yes, reimbursed. So they're not employees. I guess my point was they're not.
Employees. Yeah, definitely not employees from what I can tell. Although 54 cents per mile, like I wonder how that works. You probably end up coming out ahead. I would have to imagine that overshoots it based on, your gasoline costs.
Right. Like
you do make some.
Yes. But I guess what they're trying to avoid doing, what Waze or Google is trying to avoid doing, is having the same the employee problem that Google has mm-hmm. and or just the reputation problem of having all of these contract employees that they're not, giving health benefits to or whatnot.
Right.
So it's just like you're never going to be the employee. All we're doing is helping you with your gas.
Who knows where it evolves to, though, because the Wall Street Journal also pointed out that there would probably be some sort of interplay between Waymo, which is Alphabet's self-driving vehicle kind of wing, with this service. I don't know how that would happen eventually, but this is really early days for this type of service with Waze. So who knows where that goes from there?
Yeah, but the idea of carpooling has always been something that you want to do. Like you want to.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, well, I would rather not drive. But do I want to get into a stranger's car? Like, I don't know. But with Uber, we've sort of acclimated to the idea of getting into a stranger's car, especially if, I have their information on my app mm-hmm. and they have my information on their app. There's some sort of accountability there. Something could still go terribly wrong. But, lots of people have done carpools, like waited places for carpools for a mm-hmm. long time. But I think what really keeps people from doing it, the same thing that keeps people from riding public transportation if they don't have to for financial reasons. It's like, I just want my own car. I want to decide when I'm leaving and I want to, I don't want to have to be in the car with anyone else. So I wonder if that, to me, like I've never chosen to take Uber Pool mm-hmm. because of the super shuttle thing. But I might do this if it was on my commute because it's just one other person.
Yeah, and if you've got a locked set time that you always leave by, leaving 10 minutes before that to pick someone up, make a little cash, and then, there's the kind of carbon offset of giving someone a ride as opposed mm-hmm. to both of you driving and all that. So, and by the way, it's a good opportunity for Uber competitors right now. Mm-hmm. Uber's kind of going through one mess after another. So this is kind of, it's good news for efforts like Waze, Ryder in that sense. It's a good time to compete.
Right.